Hi, my name is Anne Musico, and I want to welcome you to this episode of the 3D Living Podcast. Today, I'd like to share some simple food preparation tips that will boost the nutrition of your meals. Buying the highest quality fresh foods and combining them properly is only the beginning. By properly preparing your food, you can preserve more of the vital nutrients they contain. So let's get started. First, try to eat some of your food raw daily. Cooking food over 114 degrees destroys enzymes in the food that assist in digestion and absorption of their nutrients. Studies show that eating more raw foods lowers total cholesterol and triglycerides, increases overall health, and even helps with weight loss. So at the very least, shoot for one raw salad topped with a variety of fresh vegetables, two servings of fresh fruit, and some raw nuts and seeds daily. Now, while eating raw vegetables preserves their enzyme content, some vegetables are actually better when they're cooked. For example, the lycopene in tomatoes and carrots is more easily absorbed by your body when they are cooked and combined with a small amount of healthy fat, like olive oil. Also, when it comes to carrots, it's best to cook them whole and cut them after. It preserves more of the vitamins and other nutrients. Cruciferous vegetables that are part of the brassica family, like cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts, can be eaten either raw or cooked. However, they contain something called goitrogenic compounds that, when eaten raw, can depress thyroid function in sensitive people. If you have an underactive or hypothyroid condition, be sure to cook those vegetables before eating them. Even just parboiling them for several minutes will deactivate the compounds and make them safe for you to eat. If, however, you have an overactive thyroid or hyperthyroid, eating them raw could help balance you out. Regardless of your cooking method, it is recommended that you cook your food at lower temperatures. Cooking at very high temperatures, such as grilling and broiling, not only destroys vital nutrients, but it also produces advanced glycation end products, AGES for short. That acronym says it all because these substances cause inflammation and aging. If you're roasting or baking your food, simply extend the cooking time and lower the temperature. When cooking with oil, be careful to choose a stable fat, otherwise the heat will damage it. Polyunsaturated vegetable oils like canola, corn, safflower, and sunflower, and soybean oil should never be heated or used for cooking. The reason is that they easily combine with oxygen in the air and become rancid. They degrade very easily because of this. Extra virgin coconut oil, macadamia nut oil, and organic butter are best for cooking as they're very stable fats. Coconut and macadamia nut oils have high smoke points, so they withstand high temperatures without damage to their chemical structure. Regular olive oil should not be heated above 400 degrees, so it's suitable for stir-frying or light sautéing at moderate temperatures. Extra virgin olive oil, flaxseed, sesame, and pumpkin seed oils should never be heated, but used as condiments. You can drizzle them over vegetables, put them in salad dressings and smoothies, or use them as a dip with herbs for whole grain bread. Raw nuts, seeds, grain-like seeds such as quinoa, millet, and amaranth, as well as whole grains like steel-cut and rolled oats, brown and whole grain rice, and buckwheat should always be soaked before you cook and eat them. They contain phytic acid, which is a naturally occurring substance that protects the plant from insects. However, it prevents absorption of certain minerals and nutrients in those foods. By simply soaking them in either filtered water alone or with a tablespoon or two of an acid like yogurt, kefir, or apple cider vinegar for at least 8 hours, the phytic acid is deactivated. That way you get all the benefit from each of those foods. Garlic is a power-packed food that's been studied for years and has many health benefits. The way to get the most from your garlic is to either chop or crush the cloves. Allicin, the powerful antifungal and antibacterial compound in garlic, is produced when you crush or chop the cloves. Then, if you allow the crushed cloves to sit for 10 minutes, it will allow those compounds to fully develop. The effects of allicin are strongest in raw garlic, so for the greatest benefit, combine the raw chopped garlic with your cooked food just before serving. Cooking destroys it. My last tip is to be aware of that the type of cookware you use is also important. It's suggested that you avoid aluminum cookware, as aluminum has been implicated with Alzheimer's disease. Traditional non-stick cookware that's made with Teflon gives off toxic fumes, and the particles get into your food and body as well. So you could be Teflon coating your insides. The better choices are cast iron, stainless steel, anodized aluminum, and ceramic. There are also several brands of green non-stick cookware that's made without Teflon and is safe to use that are now widely available as well. Next week, I'll talk about my favorite way to boost the nutritional value of your meals without adding any calories, enhancing the flavor, texture, and color of meals so that even the finickiest eaters are enticed. Until then, I wish you a healthy and blessed week.